The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Hey, I'm Joy, and welcome to a brand new podcast episode. This is the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and we're going to talk about all things faith, family, and fun. At the beginning of the podcast, we're going to talk about trying to celebrate a wedding anniversary once a kid is involved. I should just enjoy trying to plan something with my husband, but instead, stress is getting in the way. And at the end of the podcast, I literally can't remember. Producer Tom helps with the podcast, and he told me, this is where my brain is. School's starting back soon, and if you meet a mom whose brain is fully functioning, she's got a secret she's not telling the rest of us. I can't remember. It's just going to be super exciting when you get to the end. Oh, I know what it is. It's talking about small towns. Oh, that took me way too long. Celebrating marriage anniversaries is such a big deal. Next week is my 5 year with my husband.
Five already, Joy?
I know. I feel like we got married 2 seconds ago. And he would like to celebrate by us going away for a night. He said, wouldn't it be nice to sleep all the way through the night and not have a kid jump on us at 6 a.m.? But I don't know if I want to do that. I'm kind of nervous because sending my kid to stay with grandparents, there's actually a lot of stress in preparing for that for me. So I'm curious if you've done this in all the years you've been married.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You have?
Yes. And I think it's because my wife, it's like the number one person she trusts. It was her mom that watched our kid. We went away. We were like 4 hours away.
I bet she was still nervous, though.
Yeah. I mean, she got updates. They text a lot. So she was sending the pictures. And I don't know. We still had a good time.
Like, so she was able to enjoy herself and not worry about your kid.
We had dinner. She didn't look at her phone until after dinner. And then where we were was a cool little old town. And we had a hotel there. We walked around. We got to like be adults again.
The thought of walking without a stroller or eating a hot meal, you're starting to make me think this is a great idea.
It's nice, Joy. Again, I think as long as you trust the person that your kid's
with. I do. I honestly do. It's always stressful to like leave your child, but I'm thinking this is a good reason to do it.
Do it.
I'm Joy along with Becca.
Teachers have it harder than ever before, it seems. And I think that they need a little bit of encouragement before heading into the school year. And this is just one example of why. There is a man named Seth who went viral this week for sharing that he was leaving the classroom after 6 years to go make more money at Walmart. More money at Walmart. And I'm glad Walmart pays their employees well, don't get me wrong, but teaching is a hard job. Those teachers take their work home with them.
And you're literally creating the next generation.
Exactly.
And he might be stocking shelves now. And the fact that that pays more doesn't make sense to my brain. My mom's always been a substitute teacher, and I have so much respect for the work they put in during the school year. They work insane hours on the weekends too, and prepping. So we want to love on teachers together. Any teacher that might be listening.
We can't fix the pay problem, but we want to build them up by having you tell us the story of how a teacher impacted your child. As we head into the new school year, hopefully this will encourage other teachers. So if you have a story of how a teacher impacted your child's life, could you share it with us?
This teacher, she didn't have much when we were younger, but if we didn't have food in the morning, she gave us food and she taught us the things that honestly nobody else will ever think to teach us. How to save money, how to put your money up, how to make sure your hands are always clean, cleaning your nails, the important stuff about your toes. She was just amazing.
I still need to know all that.
Wait, what's important about our toes?
She taught us to clean in between each and every one of our toes and make sure just like you clean your fingernails, you clean your toenails as well.
You know why she did that? Because she was smelling some funk in her classroom. Hopefully you're getting some rest this weekend. That's always the goal, but I don't know how. I literally need help. Tom, you have 4 kids, and I only have one, and I just need you to tell me how you find pockets of relaxation.
The 2 babies, they take naps. Okay. So, like, noon.
That's your only time.
That's our time. So my wife, Jessica, and I will come back down. We'll put them up in their bed, and we'll come back down, and we'll watch a movie.
Oh.
Just hang out on the couch.
You know, I realize what I'm doing is when he's sleeping, I'm like, this is go time. I can actually like do the things I need to do without feeling the pressure of him needing my attention. And so then that's when we like run errands and clean and do all the really stressful stuff. Maybe I should just forget all that.
I like cleaning when they're awake because then they don't bother me.
Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You see the headlines just like I do, and no one needs to repeat that news. So instead, let's talk about some joyful news. A mom named Sarah had $20 left to her name. She said her kids one day started crying for ice cream, and she just had to be honest. Guys, there's no money for ice cream right now. Well, her daughter decided she would start praying out loud and asking God for ice cream. Sarah said, I don't know that God's going to drop ice cream on our doorstep. Well, when the mail came that day, there actually was a check on her doorstep for over $100. It was an overpayment for something she never could have anticipated coming. And her daughter said, I told you, God said there'd be plenty of money for ice cream when I asked. And it's so hard when anything changes at the office, especially with your email.
It's been chaos today as we've switched things over, but I discovered a new setting in mine that I didn't realize before. You can set your work email to give you up to 10 seconds to take an email back once you hit send.
That is not very long. I mean, that's typically when I realize I've made a mistake, but then is there like another button that pops up?
It says it's sending, you have 10, and if it even like counts you down. Because
you have regrets?
Exactly. And usually the regret I have is I never attached the attachment that I promised the person I have attached.
Girl, I don't do that either. So now you hit the button, you add it, and we look smart?
A little bit smarter. And that's all you can ask for some days.
Kids are so sweet when they try to help, but they're also not helpful.
Not always. My son Maddox, he's 2, and that's his like favorite saying. And it's only been like this past week. He's like, I want to help.
I kind of am jealous of that because my son doesn't help at all, and he just destroys. So have some of the things he's done, are they actually helpful?
Yeah, like cleaning up his toys.
Okay.
You know, I want to help. I'm like, yeah, go for it. He's throwing his toys in his little toy chest.
I'm shocked that he's 2 and he's doing that.
Yeah. I was trying to cook one day. I don't even know how to cook. He's like, I want to help. And I'm
the mac and cheese.
You'd probably do it better than me.
That's actually true.
True.
I just think it's sweet that that's what he's trying to do, and I'm amazed that he's been successful.
Yeah, except when I'm trying to change his diaper, and he's like, I want to help, and he's pulling the tabs, and I'm like, no!
Oh, snap.
If you want to help, just go on the toilet. That'd be the best way.
If you're from a small town, you know the beauty of it. And I am from the backwoods of West Virginia. I recently got to go back home and I took my husband, and he's like a big city boy, and he didn't like it at all.
What were some of the things that he found obnoxious about it?
They don't have Starbucks.
Okay, I could see that being an issue.
He's like, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to eat. Everybody hangs out at the gas station and in the Walmart parking lot.
Okay, that's weird. That's weird.
That's not weird.
That's so weird.
It's a fun social place. So I told him that one of the sweetest things is that everybody knows you everywhere you go.
That's my nightmare. Are you kidding me?
You go to Walmart and you're like, Trish, how are the kids in the meat section?
I just want to get my pork chops and leave.
Becca's clearly not from a small town.
No.
Okay. Well, I need some help convincing now Becca and my husband how delightful it is. So if you're from a small town, please call and tell me one thing you love about it.
I grew up in a town of 2,000 people, and we're farmers.
Aww.
But when there's a tragedy, they all come together.
Did you ever get to be the recipient of that?
Yes, I did. When I lost my dad, you know, everybody came together, and it's a community thing. And when you lose somebody, they're there to support you.
I think you might be changing my mind on this, because I was thinking everyone knowing you was a curse, but it's the worst to feel invisible when you're going through something that is impossible, to feel alone in that. So to have people who have your back, who know, oh, that's the Miller's house, they just lost someone, we should take them a casserole.
Yeah, they show up.
It's comforting.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.